Chapter 90. High in the hayloft at Chateau Villette, Collet stared at the computer monitor in amazement.
This system is eavesdropping on all these locations?
Yes, the agent said. It looks like data had been collected for over a year now.
Collet read the list again, speechless. Colbert Sostac, chairman of the Conseil Constitutionnel. Jean Chaffet, curator Musée Jeu de Paume. Édouard Desrochers, senior archivist Mitterrand Library. Jacques Saunier, curator Musée du Louvre. Michel Breton, head of DAS, France Intelligence. The agent pointed to the screen.
Number 4 is of obvious concern.
Collet nodded blankly. He had noticed it immediately. Jacques Saunier was being bugged. He looked at the rest of the list again.
How could anyone possibly manage to bug these prominent people?
Have you heard any of the audio files?
A few. Here's one of the most recent. The agent clicked a few computer keys. The speakers crackled to life.
Capitaine, un agent du département de cryptographie est arrivé.
Collet could not believe his ears.
That's me. That's my voice.
He recalled sitting at Saunier's desk and radioing Fache in the Grand Gallery to alert him of Sophie Neveu's arrival. The agent nodded.
A lot of our Louvre investigation tonight would have been audible if someone had interest.
Have you sent anyone to sweep for the bug?
No need. I know exactly where it is.
The agent went to a pile of old notes and blueprints on the work table. He selected a page and handed it to Collet.
Look familiar?
Collet was amazed. He was holding a photocopy of an ancient schematic diagram which depicted a rudimentary machine. He was unable to read the handwritten Italian labels, and yet he knew what he was looking at. A model for a fully articulated medieval French knight.
The knight sitting on Saunier's desk.
Collet's eyes moved to the margins, where someone had scribbled notes on the photocopy in red felt-tipped marker. The notes were in French, and appeared to be ideas outlining how best to insert a listening device into the night.